Now, in our studios would be Janelle Tappan, the city administrator for the fine city of Dundas. Good morning, Janelle. How you doing?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, is it the city of Dundas or is it the village of Dundas?
It's the city of Dundas.
Okay, got it. We got that straightened out.
We blew past village a long time ago.
Last night you had your first council meeting of November. It's getting to be kind of late in the year. We'll get to the budget and stuff like that before that. But start off with the health plan, health and dental plan. There was some that was on the agenda last
night. Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, just like everybody, their health insurance premium renewal comes up traditionally at the end of the year, and mm-hmm. ours was no exception. And they renewed our plan for 2022. We're seeing an increase, as most people are, I'm sure everybody is, in their health insurance due to so we just talked about you know, what the plan entails and the city's contribution, stuff like that.
All right. Is it a considerable increase?
It is. It's a 9% increase, mm-hmm. and that's on top of a 9-point-something increase from last year. So, yeah, it's...
Keeps on going in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Janelle Tappan is with us with the city of Dundas. Let's talk about we're heading into the final. You only have a couple of meetings left, so it's budget, and tax levy. All that stuff is getting wrapped up now. Where are you at? Is it pretty well complete at this time? Do you still have some things to work on?
It is pretty well wrapped up. Mm-hmm. We had a work session last night at the end of the council meeting to talk about the proposed general fund levy and the enterprise fund budgets for next year. Gave the council one more crack at it, and you know, there were a few questions. We talked, you know, generally what's going on around the county, and we let them know that we don't plan on bringing it back at our next November meeting, but mm-hmm. they will see it again at the December 13th meeting when we hold our Truth and Taxation public hearing, you know, the final levy that then gets sent on to the county.
All right. So it's pretty much complete then at this point. All right.
Yeah. There's still some back and forth mm-hmm. a little bit, I think, with respect to utility rates for 2022, mm-hmm. Water and sewer, and you know, we'll see what shakes out in the end. But
all right,
you know,
as far as the tax levy go, there have been seems like everyone's got an increase going on this year. What does it look like in Dundas?
Well, we're gonna we've proposed a 12.6% increase to our general fund levy. And, you know, that's on top of appraised values. And, you know, all of this, mm-hmm. the assessed values comes from the county. So people are seeing an increase in the assessed values of their homes, which, you know, kind of cushions that 12.6% increase a little bit. And again, in a budget, you know, is relatively small as Dundas's is, a 12.6% increase nets us about $120,000 in additional dollars for next year. And with that, we have some capital improvement projects that we've got planned, as well as we've proposed another full-time public works employee. We're falling behind and continue to fall behind on some public works projects. And, of course, that public works position is funded partially out of the general fund, but then spread across those other enterprise fund budgets as well.
Mm-hmm. Once again, Dundas City Administrator Janelle Tappan is with us. What else? You had a couple other items on the agenda last night. What else did you discuss?
So our financial consultant, they now go by the name Abdo. Abdo Eichenmeier. Shortened it down to Abdo.
I thought that was like a nickname or something.
No comment.
Abdo. All right.
So we work primarily with one individual, Blake, and he's our finance director. And so Blake Torbeck had put together a long-term financial plan for the city, looking out 5 years. And the city council accepted that plan last night. And again, there's a bunch of variables that will that we take into account when we, you know, put that all together, looking at long-term plans, long-term current debt levies, long-term debt levies, you know, what kind of projects do we have out in the future that we might be levying debt for? How does that, you know, fit in with tax levy increases every year? And so the council accepted that long-term plan.
Mm-hmm.
Then Blake did the same thing with our water and sewer rates. We have a five-year plan for utility rates, looking out, again, taking into account all of our plans, capital plans, infrastructure plans, you know, plans to replace water meters, all of that stuff. How does that affect the fund? Each of those individual funds going out 5 years, and then looking at how much do we then have to charge in rates, because those funds are not supported by general fund tax dollars. They are enterprise funds, which means they're supported by user fees.
Mm-hmm. Once again, Janelle Tappan is with us. That is that a tool that you're going to refer to quite a bit as far as the long-term financial plan? Do you use that on a day-to-day basis or a monthly basis when you're doing your planning?
Not on a day-to-day mm-hmm. basis. Depends on what we're looking at in terms of growth and projects mm-hmm. and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, maybe every few months
okay.
we would kind of refer back to that.
But it is a useful tool that doesn't just grow dust.
Oh, definitely. Right. It is a very useful tool.
All right. Anything else going on in Dundas or from last night's meeting?
Not that I can think of.
Okay.
Again, our next meeting is on the 22nd at 7 p.m. It's preceded by an Economic Development Authority meeting that takes place at 6:30. First meeting in December is December 13th, and we're kind of going back and forth on when that second meeting in December is, just due to some planned vacations of council members.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
We certainly appreciate
thanks
it. We'll see you again
right.
in a couple of weeks.
Yep, thanks.
Janelle Tappan from the City of Dundas, their city administrator.